Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Law with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Healthy Matters this Sunday morning. Nice to have you around. Dr. David Hilden is your host. And as I mentioned earlier, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Denny.
A little chilly this morning.
It's a wee bit nippy out. It was one of those days where the sidewalks crunch and the my wood deck sounded like it was cracking apart with every step I took. I kind of like it.
Now, you have been in your lifetime a runner.
Yeah, I ran yesterday.
Do runners, would they run on a day like it's four below?
Yeah, a few kind of wacko ones.
Hardcore
ones. I did yesterday, and it was 9 degrees when I went out. I kind of used if it's 10 degrees or lower, to put on an extra layer. So I actually put on two pair of socks. I almost never do that because it's the same sneakers I run in the summer as I do when it's 9 degrees out. So I figured, well, I better... And in a concession to the cold, I put on a second pair of socks. That's what I did yesterday.
All right.
And I put some, I put a glove inside my mitten. It was fine.
Somebody sent me, I know we're going to get on with the show, but somebody sent me last night, I thought was pretty funny. It wasn't a cartoon, it was a sign that said, because of the winter storm in various parts of the country, here's a weather warning for you Southerners. If no travel is advised, stay in your home. And for the forecast for the Northerners, you might want a larger coat.
You might want, yeah. That's about it. I saw a lot of people out yesterday. I live around Lake Harriet, and there are people ice fishing. There were people skating. There were people riding their bikes on the trail, runners, walkers. And then the funniest thing is, right by my house, there was a guy shooting baskets in his driveway, basketball hoop. And I'm thinking, okay, that's pushing it. I mean, it was like it's 9 degrees out, and he's out there shooting baskets. And people don't, what's a little cold going to slow you down?
We're tough here.
We grow them tough around here.
All right, this is an open line show. That means we're not talking any specific topic. And if you have a question for the doctor, now is your chance by phone or by text. Here's the phone number. We've cleared the line, 651-989-9226. And call now. Don't wait. Or send the doctor your text, 81807, 81807.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to do some special things on the show today. And the second half of the show, we're going to have I'm going to have a guest calling in, but it's somebody that you and I both know, Denny. Natalie Eichmann from our Golden Valley Clinic is going to call in. It's the beginning of the year. She's the one who runs the Great Slim Down program at our Golden Valley Clinic, and she's going to call in with five of her tips for the new year and staying healthy. So you're going to want to stay tuned. That's about 8:08.
A little after 8,
sometime around then. Listen for Natalie. I also want to tell people before we get into answering questions for today that we're really proud of a particular person at Hennepin who also has been on the show. Her name is Alicia Bravo. I'm going to give you just a little what Alicia's story was. She was on the show here with cardiologist Brad Bart. Dr. Bart and Alicia were on the show because Alicia, who is a registered nurse in Hennepin's emergency department, had a cardiac arrest about a couple years ago now. She was swimming at a lake in Wisconsin, and literally her heart stopped in the middle of the lake. And it's an amazing story. She is alive and well, but she has taken it upon herself to make sure that as many people as possible can learn how to save a life by doing CPR. And so Alicia has been chosen as an ambassador for the Minnesota chapter of the American Heart Association for this work. And so a couple things I'd love you all to do. If you don't know about Alicia's story, there's two ways you can learn about it. The first is to go to the Hennepin Healthcare Facebook page. Just go to your regular Facebook and type in Hennepin Healthcare. There's a short video about Alicia, so you could do that. The second way to do is that I put a blog post about Alicia and her work with videos and lots of links. That's at myhealthymatters.org. It's all one word, myhealthymatters.org. Just in the search box, type CPR, and it'll bring up Alicia's page. It's from several months ago. But either the Hennepin Healthcare Facebook page or myhealthymatters.org can search for CPR and learn about Alicia. Also, February is Women's Heart Month. February 1st, we're going to encourage everybody to wear red for women's heart health. So that's kind of become a big deal. Is you walk around the hospital and everybody's wearing red on that day, Friday, February 1st. So lots going on with that, and be sure to listen in today at the top of the second half of the show for Natalie Eichmann and the Great Slim Down.
When Alicia Bravo was in studio, that was a riveting story.
It was riveting, yeah. And a lot of things happened to make her survive. Her dad was in a boat next to her while she was training for a triathlon. Her sister happened to be in the boat that day and jumped in the lake, pulled she was unconscious, pulled her body into the boat where her father did CPR on her in the boat. And then they raced over to the shoreline, and because it was early in the morning, the lake had a no-wake rule. But her father was blowing through that rule, and so some sheriff saw him breaking the going-too-fast rule, so they came to help, and the sheriff or the deputy, somebody helped her. They called 911. They did CPR. They shocked her back to life. Oof. And she looks as normal
she really
can be.
Does, yeah.
She really does, and she's a great ambassador. So that's a really cool story.
651-989-9226. This is an open line show today, or send the doctor your text. One came in earlier too today, doctor. I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Ellen is calling in from Stillwater. Let's get Ellen's question answered. Hi, Ellen.
I wanted to find out about the Losartan blood pressure medication, and I missed the tail end of what they were talking about last Sunday about that, and there was a certain manufacturing company that may be affecting the legitimacy of the Losartan.
Yeah, that's a good question, Ellen. Thanks for your call. Losartan is a widely prescribed medication for a couple of things, mostly for blood pressure. It's used for high blood pressure. It's used for heart failure. Its brand name is Cozar, but the generic name is Losartan. And that medication is really, really good for what it is intended to do. So my first message is that if you're on Losartan, keep taking it. Don't stop. But there was an advisory or a partial recall of some of the Losartans that were produced at some specific manufacturing facility, and that one, it wasn't because there's anything wrong with Losartan. I don't want people to get the message that the Losartan itself is the problem. It was something in the manufacturing process that left some impurities in the pill, and those impurities are what you're wanting to avoid. And it's not horribly dangerous. It's in minuscule amounts. But if you take it every single day over and over and over for years and you're eating these impurities, it's probably not a great idea. So what we're recommending is find out if your particular Losartan's problematic. I would do that by calling the pharmacy from where you received it and just say, is this stuff okay for me? If it is one of the ones that's affected, they can refill it with a different one. From a different manufacturer. That's what I would do. But I would not stop taking your Losartan because of this. It's the benefit of that medication is great, and the risk is very, very small. But if I were you, I would call and just see if yours is one of the affected ones.
A texter doctor who said her son had a serious ankle injury the end of October. When he can walk on it, they're wondering if he should go into therapy.
I seriously think so. That's a long time to not be able to walk on it, so your son's injury must have been relatively severe. I would have a physical therapist involved from the beginning, and I would do it during the process and after he's able to walk. I wouldn't wait till he can walk on it. I would see a physical therapist now, and because they can start with exercises and range of motion kinds of things. They can, if you go to Hennepin, where I work, we have one of those zero gravity machines where he can learn to walk again on it. It holds your body up so you don't have to bear your own weight, and you can little by little by little put more weight on it. So something like that. I would definitely go to physical therapy to that texture.
Okay. Back to the phones we go. Patty is calling in from Buffalo. Patty, you're on with Dr. Hilden.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you go to a cardiologist, can they get an accurate reading of your heartbeat and things through a sweatshirt and a turtleneck?
Oh, that's an interesting question, Patty. Yes and no. I teach at the University of Minnesota Medical School, and one of the things I do, I'm not doing it this year, but in some of the years I have been one of the teaching doctors where we teach how to do physical exam skills, something that older physicians are very good at, but younger physicians sometimes aren't as well. One of the things that we teach is to not listen to the heart through clothing. And so the short answer to that is it's not as ideal, Patty, that to listen through a turtleneck and a sweater because you can't hear subtle sounds that way. The reason I'm not 100% condemning of that practice is that some things you can hear. You can hear, for instance, is your heart regular or is it not? Do you have any big loud murmurs or do you not? Is it basically okay? And you can determine that through clothing. So sometimes physicians, if they're just wanting to make sure that the basics are okay, they listen through clothing. But the purest answer, and frankly, the way I wish we all did it, was to put you in a gown, keep you modestly covered, but still listen to your heart through directly on your skin. It's interesting. The stethoscope was invented by a guy a long time ago. I don't even know when it was, probably in the 19th century. Because the way doctors used to listen to the hearts was literally put your ear to the chest of a patient. That's all we're doing is trying to just listen to those sounds in there. And the stethoscope it makes it a little easier. But at least we could do is use the stethoscope correctly and put it on your skin.
All right. Doctor, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. If you want to ask a question via phone, 651-989-9226. Or send a text, and we'll get to those, too, 81807. It's an open-line show this morning here in Healthy Matters on News Talk 830 WCCO. 4 below zero now, going for 8 above. And good morning. Welcome back to our Healthy Matters show, an open-line show today. That means your general health questions for Dr. Hilden, either by phone or by text. And the text number, I don't know if I gave that, 81807. We have some of those, too.
We do. Let's do a couple of quick ones here from the text line. Here's one. It's about Losartan again, but a different reason. This one says, hi, you talked about Losartan last week. I'm on a 25-size tablet. My blood pressure is still 150 to 140s. What would you suggest I do? Also added 12.5 of hydrochlorothiazide. So blood pressure, when it stays too high, we continue to increase either the dose of the medications you're already on, or if that's already a high dose, then we go to a new medication. Losartan at 25 milligrams is a baby dose. That's the starting low dose. So my next suggestion to this texter is to increase the Losartan to 50 milligrams, 5-0. The second pill you're on, hydrochlorothiazide, at 12.5, that's also a baby dose. So you can increase the Losartan all the way to 100 milligrams. So just do it by steps, and your blood pressure will get under control. Let's see. Let's go to this one that says, I'm a 59-year-old male in good health. My index finger is stiff most mornings and suspect it's an early sign of arthritis. What can I do to reduce or slow any progression of arthritis? That's a really good question. And why it's a good question is that the texter, he asks about slowing the progression. There are two types of arthritis. Well, there's more than two, but the two biggies are osteoarthritis, which many people would call the wear and tear of life, where your bones and the joints are just wearing down from use. What you're supposed to do for that is use them more, believe it or not. You're supposed to exercise and get hand grip strength in your hands, but it is difficult to reduce the progression of it even when you do that. The other types of arthritis, or arthritides is the plural, is rheumatoid arthritis or the inflammatory arthritis. They are characterized by stiffness, particularly in the morning. So it might be possible that this texture has an inflammatory arthritis. That's not the wear and tear kind. It's more the swollen kind due to inflammation. There are a number of medications on the market now that can slow the progression of the inflammatory arthropathies. So my advice, go see a rheumatologist. If you need one, Dr. Rawad Nasser and his team at Hennepin are the best in the business. See a rheumatologist.
All right, back to the phones we go. Buzz is calling in from St. Paul. Buzz, you're on with the doctor.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm reading a lot about the benefits of chocolate for a healthy heart. Are you an advocate of chocolate?
Oh, I'm an advocate of chocolate for so many ways, Buzz.
So many reasons.
I am. One, because what's a day, well, what's it worth, what's life worth if you can't have chocolate? But in all seriousness, I don't think there's any strong medical evidence that this is good for your heart. That being said, there are antioxidants and the like in chocolate, and they're theoretically decent idea. And so I think, but there's no medical evidence that you should eat chocolate for your heart. One thing I would caution is that if it were just low-fat chocolate, that'd be one thing. But most of us have chocolate that is just loaded with fats and sugar, mostly sugar. That's even worse. So if you're having a big thing of chocolate ice cream, any potential benefit of the chocolate is outweighed by all the nasty effects. But I think it's good for a number of other reasons, not the least of which is that it tastes great. But is there any proof? No.
All right. Thanks, Buzz. Let's see, who's next? Let's go to Sleepy Eye. I think Darlene has been waiting there. Darlene, good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I'm having chest pains that radiate into my arms and into my teeth, and my teeth hurt just terribly. I have had heart checks, and heart trouble has been ruled out. I have been put on Ativan for anxiety attacks, but I'm wondering if this could be a result of an effect of polio. I have had 3 polio shots in the last, the last one was October 4th. Could polio shots cause this problem?
No. Literally, you got polio shots. Darlene, you had not had polio shots back when you were younger?
Prolia. P-R-O-L-I-A.
I'm so sorry. I thought you said polio shots. I don't think so. You've gotten a few of those. I don't think so. But before you go, Darlene, can I just ask you, are you having that chest pain right now?
No, most of my chest pains occur at night after I wake up from a sound sleep.
Okay, so you're actually awoken from sleep with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are a number of things. You said you've had your heart looked at, and that's a reasonable thing to do. I just want to make absolutely sure that was done, because the far more likely than anything else would be your heart. The Prolia shots, those are a monoclonal antibody, and what that is, it's for osteoporosis, and it's a newer agent that helps to keep your bones strong. I am going to be really honest. I don't think that's your problem, but since you asked, I think it is worth at least thinking about, and because it does mess with the calcium of your body. So I think I would ask the doctor that's prescribing that medication to see if it could be causing your issues. So number one, again, verify that it's not your heart through your doctor. It sounds like you've done that. Number two, I would ask about the Prolia and just see. I don't think so. I don't think that's your problem, but I would ask. And then number three, you talked about anxiety. It is possible, but you are sleeping when it happens, so you're probably not particularly anxious when you're asleep. I would recommend considering something other than Ativan for anxiety. That's a highly dependent, forming, controlled substance with a medium range of action. It is good for anxiety, but there might be some better things for that. Other things it could be in your gastrointestinal system. You could have spasm of your esophagus. You could have, which could radiate all over your chest. You could have rib cage issues, problems with inflammation of your wrist. You could have things in your lungs. There's a number of things. So I would continue to look for all of those things in the coming days. And again, if you're having any chest pain that goes to your shoulder and it concerns you, that is a good reason to call 911. It still could be your heart. It still could be. And I would encourage you to make sure that you get that looked at, even though you've had it looked at in the past.
We have about a minute before the break, and alerting our listeners, we can advise you that we'll have another half hour of the show to go. Those folks on the line, hang on. And texters, that number is 81807. We'll pick up on those questions when we come back, too. But a reminder that our friend Natalie will
Natalie's,
be back.
Natalie Eichmann from our Golden Valley yeah. Clinic, the founder of the Great Slim Down program, is going to be on with us. She's going to call in. She's got five tips for staying healthy in 2019. I'm curious as to what they are. We'll see what Natalie thinks is most important. I know she's an active person who's an advocate for healthy living, for activity, for exercises, and for weight loss. So you're going to want to listen in at the top of the next segment of the show.
Very good. So don't go away. Again, alerting our listeners to stay on the line or texters if you want to do that, if that's easier for you. That number is 81807. This is an open line show on Healthy Matters. If you want to call us, 651-989-9226. Again, another half hour of the show to go, so don't go away. Sunshine will be near 8 above in the Twin Cities today. Right now, however, skies are partly cloudy. It's 4 below zero.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Healthy Matters. This is an open line show today, which means your general health questions for your host, Dr. David Hilden. And we have callers, we have texters. And I know we have a special guest on the line.
Indeed, we do. We have a lot to do.
We do.
So let's get right to it. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening to the show. It's an open line show. But as I said in the first half of the hour, we're going to start off this segment of the show with a special call-in guest that some of you may know if you have been listening for some time. Natalie Eichmann is on the phone. Are you there with us, Natalie?
Yes, I am.
All right. Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let me just tell listeners who you are. Natalie is a physician assistant who works out of our Golden Valley Clinic. So if you work in the Western Metro area, it's on right on Highway 100 and Duluth Street there. In that, there's a grocery store, Lunds and Byerly's in there.
And there's free parking.
There's free parking. It's a great facility. So that's where Natalie works. She is the founder of the Great Slim Down Weight Loss Program and has a lot of expertise and interest in healthy living and not only around weight loss, but about staying active and exercises. So Natalie said she would be willing to call in and talk to us about some of the ways to stay healthy in the new year. So how's your new year going? Are you staying healthy this year?
Yes, I am.
I went out running yesterday. That's a kind of a good thing to do, huh?
I was thinking about that, but it's about 0 degrees today, so I'm not sure.
Well, you just bundle up. That's all you do. Could you just tell listeners, and then I hear you're going to have some tips for staying healthy, five tips for staying healthy in the new year, but could you just tell us before you get into that, what's the Great Slim Down program and how's that going?
So the Great Slim Down is a weight management program that I created a few years ago to help patients make healthy choices and extend their life by really practicing these things day in, day out.
And they come to see you in the clinic, is that right?
They do. So I have one-to-one office visits with patients, and we talk about healthy choices, food diaries, drinking more water, other ways to be active than you normally think. And patients really love it. It's been a very successful program for many of my patients who have seen significant weight loss.
That's terrific. And you were here. You're on phone now, but you were here in the studio with us when you were first starting the program. I think that was what, 2 or 3 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listeners, if you want to learn more about the Great Slim Down program, and more about what Natalie's doing with her patients, and maybe you want to get involved. I had written a thing about it at the time. There's a lot of ways. You can always go to hennepinhealthcare.org and learn more about it and just type in Natalie's name. And it's Eichmann, I-K-E-M-A-N. And you can learn more about it. You can also go to the site associated with this show, which is myhealthymatters.org. And like I had said earlier in the first half of the show, just in the search box, type slim down, two words, slim down, and you can read about it. You can see pictures of Natalie here in the studio, learn more about the program, learn more about weight loss and healthy living from her, and there are links as well. So that's at myhealthymatters.org, and just search for slim down.
And okay, there's no referral necessary either, so patients can just call and make an appointment.
You can just do it on your own, huh? Okay, now, what do you think? Do you have some tips for us for staying healthy in 2019?
I sure do.
Okay, what are they? What's the first one?
Okay, so the first one is be more active. So we always hear about trying to be active and being physically fit, but I have some few tips that might be interesting for your listeners.
Okay.
So one is to do a few laps at the grocery store before you shop.
Oh, good heavens.
Right? So you never walk in there and do laps first. So that might be a really good way to get your steps in.
Like go around the perimeter of the outside of the store, or you could go up and down every aisle?
Sure.
I suppose you shouldn't stop at the cookie section too much, though.
Yeah, don't go down that aisle.
Okay. So doing laps at the grocery store, that's a good one.
Yep. Well, so another one is walk your stairs between TV commercial breaks.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Yes, so, get up and moving.
Yeah, go right to, but don't go to the fridge.
You know what? You are onto something here.
You can tell what I maybe do. I walk the stairs. My TV's in the basement. I walk right up to the fridge. Those are good ones.
Yeah, those are good ideas. And you know, another thing that on the website on hennepinhealthcare.org, I do have videos. I have about 9 or 10 videos on there that people can take a peek at too. So if you're looking for something that's very structured, that's another way to get more active, and it's free.
That it is free. And you know what I love about first those first tips about staying active is that they are free and easy, and just about everybody can do them.
Exactly. Yes. So that's the first one. Be more active.
Be more active. Love it.
The second one is stop eating when you are 80% full.
Ooh, I like that. What do you mean?
So you take less on either you plate less on your plate when you take your food out of, you know, the dish or wherever you're getting it from. And then you put your leftovers away before you eat.
Ooh. That sounds so simple, but I bet that's effective.
It is. It is, because normally people leave their leftovers on the counter and then they go back for seconds or thirds. And so if you just put it away right away and plate yourself, you know, 80% less, then you're going to eat less portion sizes.
And what about the whole clean your plate thing that we were all taught? So what if you're getting full and there's still food on your plate?
So then I always have the 80-20 rule. So then you leave 20% behind on your plate and put a napkin over that plate. So then you don't see that anymore. And when you don't have that trigger of seeing the food on your plate, then you hopefully will forget about it.
Yeah, great idea. That's a great idea. So that is stop eating when you're 80% full. That's a great tip.
Yes.
What's next?
The next one is keeping a food diary. So research shows that people who record what they eat are more effective at losing weight.
Why might that be?
Well, because you're really conscious about what you're putting in your mouth, because you have to write it down or you have to record it. And my patients that do this always tell me, I have to show Natalie what's in my food diary when I come back. And they're very stressed about it. But that's a good stress, because I want them to be conscious about every single thing they choose to put in their mouth, because we do a lot of mindless eating.
Right. I think I'm as guilty of that as anybody on the planet, is the mindless eating. And there's some accountability if you have to write it down, and especially if they have to show it to, like, you.
Right. Right. It's really helpful to share it with someone. So that's why it's very effective in the program. And, you know, there's great ways to keep a food diary. Either you can do it in a little notebook. You can do it on an app. There's a great app called MyFitnessPal. It's free. So there's just a lot of ways to do this, and it could be very effective.
Yep, I love that one. Okay, that's tip three. What's number four?
Number four is drink one extra glass of water per day than you normally do.
Ooh.
We all say, oh, I'm going to drink more water. But if you just shoot for one extra than you normally would, this might push you to continue to add on more and more. So I tell people to keep a glass of water, or keep an empty glass on the counter, so it's a very visual thing for patients to walk in and say, oh, yeah, that's right, I need to drink more water.
Yeah, that's helpful to keep people hydrated, but is it also helping it from not eating so much, or what is the rationale behind it?
You've got it both, yes. It really keeps us fuller longer when we have more water in our stomachs. And it's going to help keep you really hydrated and keep your body working at its best.
Love it. Love it. Drink more water. And then what's the fifth one?
The fifth one is a really hot topic these days. It's called mindfulness. So I tell people to practice mindfulness. And the research does show that it helps reduce stress, improve memory, and decrease anxiety.
Yep.
And so you can do this in a lot of ways. There's meditation, relaxation, deep breathing. And I've found that most people do best when they have a guided tour for this. So there's two apps that I love for this called Calm or Headspace.
I've heard of both of them. And can I make a plug for the first one?
Yes.
Calm is on my phone. I am currently, I've done it for 19 days in a row. I've tried it. It's fantastic. But I also have to do one personal plug. My daughter is an actor in Los Angeles. And there is a commercial playing on TV, and my daughter is the spokesperson for Calm.
Yeah, Abby.
Her name is Abby. So she, I know.
Really?
Yeah, so she is a blonde, a young blonde woman wearing a tan jacket. So if you see an ad on TV for Calm, that's my daughter.
How about that?
So I absolutely love that. Why does that help? The mindfulness just keeps you kind of in the moment. What is, how does it work?
It really does. So it's going to really help reduce stress because you're toning everything into your body, because everything around us, we have so many external factors that are affecting our day-to-day life. But if we bring everything deep down inside and do some deep breathing and some reflection, then it's going to really ground you and help you make better choices overall.
I love it. We're running out of time. We have to hit a break. But this is, we've been talking with Natalie Eichmann, our, from our Golden Valley Clinic. She's given us five tips for staying healthy. I wrote them down. One, be more active. Two, stop eating when you're 80% full. Three, keep a food diary. Four, drink an extra glass of water per day. And five, practice mindfulness. I would love to get you back in the studio, Natalie. Would you be willing in the future?
Absolutely.
We'll do that in the coming months. We'll get Natalie. Thank you for calling. And I want to encourage people to look up the great Slim Down program two ways. Go to hennepinhealthcare.org. See Natalie at the Golden Valley Clinic. You too can call and be one of her patients and work directly with Natalie one-on-one on healthy living and weight loss. And the third option is go to myhealthymatters.org. Search for Slim Down and you will see more about the program. Thank you, Natalie.
And Natalie, we'll see you at the gym.
That sounds great.
All right, very good.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks, Natalie.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that's a little insight. I heard a voice the other day when I was getting off the treadmill, and hi, Denny. I look around, there she was.
Oh, yes.
Practicing what she preaches.
She practices what, and the best part about that is that you were there working out too, Denny.
Absolutely. Not tremendously hard, but I was there. All right, let's take a break. We are going to get back to your phone calls and text messages here in Healthy Matters, 4 below 0 here in the Twin Cities, heading to near 8 above. And welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters, this open line show. You drive the show the rest of the way with your phone calls and text messages. And Dr. Hilden, I tell you what, let's grab some phone calls here, okay. And then we'll see how many text messages we can take care of. Who's been waiting? Steve in Brooklyn Park has been waiting the longest. Go ahead, Steve. Thank you.
Good morning. What side effect medication can I take with Abilify to stop the shaking of the hands?
Yeah, I would talk to the person who prescribed. It's usually a psychiatrist. There are some medicines. One of them is called Cogentin or Benztropine. Cogentin is the trade name. I can't endorse any specific brand, but the generic is Benztropine. I would, first of all, though, before I went and tried to treat the side effects, I would find out if the Abilify is the right drug for you or whoever's taking it, whether or not there's any alternatives, and really, is it from that? That medicine has fewer of those shakiness than some of the older drugs. One of the best things about Abilify is it doesn't have as much of that, but it's possible. So make sure you talk to the prescriber of that medicine, but there are some things such as Benztropine that some people do take.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Ed is calling in from Burnsville, I believe. Ed, you're on with the doctor.
Good morning, guys. I came up with a question to myself here a little while ago while listening to the show, and I would like the doctor's opinion on medical marijuana recreational.
Well, that's two different things. Medical marijuana does have some benefits. Of varying degrees. It is known to help for nausea. It is known to be pretty good for seizures. It is known for a lot of things to be helpful. You know, for a cancer patient with nausea or a child with seizures, it might be the best thing going. It's really got some benefits to it. The problem with marijuana is it's got a lot of other effects, most notably hallucinogenic effects. So that's an issue. But in the right situations, under the care of a professional who knows what they're doing, a medical marijuana does have some benefits. So that I would be supportive of that. Recreational marijuana is a whole other story. It's got its ups and its downs. It is definitely dangerous for young adults to smoke too much marijuana. It's not good for neurologic development. Your brain cells as an 18-year-old are not yet developing yet, so it's got dangers there. It is very likely a gateway to the use of other drugs, so it's got dangers on that score. But for medical needs, it's got some benefits. That's my short answer opinion. That's a good whole hour show. I would actually have a show on that. I have a friend, Charlie Reznikoff, who is an addiction medicine specialist who has been on former Governor Dayton's panel to help design Minnesota policy on that. I could get Charlie on the show and we could probably have a much better conversation.
Thanks, Ed.
Do I have time for some text here, Denny? I'll try to do a couple. Here's one that says... I better go down here. Somebody had written about, I'm having a gastric emptying test on Wednesday, and I want to know what it is the doctor's looking for by ordering this type of test. I have ulcers. So a gastric emptying test is a test to look to see how quickly or slowly things move through your stomach. There is a condition called gastroparesis, which is a slowed transit time through your stomach. If things are sitting in your stomach for too long, in other words, they're not moving through, you get bloated, you can vomit, you can have belly pain, and it's hard to eat. You get full really quickly because the food you eat isn't moving out. Most common reason to have gastroparesis is because they have a nervous system disorder that is due to diabetes. So diabetes is the number one cause of gastroparesis. And so they're looking to see if your stomach is moving things through quickly enough. Here's one that says, I'm in my 70s. Do Kegel exercise work to strengthen the muscles of the bladder? Yes, they do, but you have to do them regularly. I would listen to the podcast of the show we did 2 weeks ago with two physical therapists. One of them, Beth Stagora, is an expert on this. And she's got not only Kegel exercises, but loads of other ways to help you. This is the third thing I'm going to refer people to the blog site just from today. Earlier today, I talked about Alicia Bravo, the remarkable registered nurse from Hennepin who suffered a cardiac arrest and learned CPR. I also just got done talking to Natalie Eichmann about the Great Slim Down program. And now this about physical therapy for and Kegel exercises control in men and in women, especially in women. All three of them, there is a blog post at myhealthymatters.org. MyHealthyMatters.org. Go type in CPR if you want to learn Alicia's story. Trust me, you want to learn her story. Type in CPR. Or type in Slim Down to learn much more about Natalie Eichmann and her program. Or you can just look at the most recent blog post, which is the top one that is about physical therapy for women's bladder control. All three of them are at MyHealthyMatters.org. All right. Do we have some?
We have about a minute or so.
All right. Here we go. It says cholesterol is 307. Good HDL, but LDL was very high. I would like to try to reduce it by exercise, food, and red yeast rice and sterol over the counter. I've lost the rest. Is that a good idea? When should I have another cholesterol check? Would you recommend a heart scan? I would do all of those things. Eat right. Exercise more. Try red yeast rice. I would, however, get it rechecked in just a few months' time. Maybe 3 to 6 months. Make sure you're fasting because the cholesterol in the 300s is too high and you are very likely a candidate for a statin medication. Cholesterol-lowering medications for the right people can extend your life. They are proven. They do have side effects. Don't let any doctor tell you that they're perfect. Nothing's perfect. But if your cholesterol is that high, you likely need a cholesterol medicine. The heart scan thing, I don't – it's a maybe. I don't think it's that necessary. I think it's just because you're going to do the same things anyway. You're going to do everything we've just talked about. So the heart scan probably wouldn't change that.
You're going to be on assignment this coming weekend and next weekend. And
I am.
Your colleague, Who's going to be here?
Sam Ives is going to do the show for us next week. It'll be an open line show. You'll get a little different perspective. He's one of the smarter doctors I know, so you're going to want to tune in next week for that.
That'll be another open line show, like you said, next week. If you need a primary care doc, what's the number? Quick one.
612-873-6963. 612-873-MYMD for a primary care doctor.
Back here next week with more Healthy Matters here on News Talk A3O WCCO. 4 degrees below zero right now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!